my goodness, could you imagine Hereditary, like, mashup with The Cell?
No.
Yes. Jennifer Lopez coming in as Mary Magdalene fighting Paimon.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pointless Discourse with myself, Apocalypse, and D-Pain.
Hello, it is me, D-Pain.
We talked a lot before this, and I'm kind of tired, so I don't know if I have anything interesting to contribute before we mention what we're here for today.
Well, if you were dressed like a tree and a bee came
That was two episodes ago now.
I was like, did that episode come out? It did. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I have anything fun. I cut my hair.
Woo!
Yeah, because it's hot out now.
So we have two episodes. Just one episode.
Just one episode. Yeah, so guys, next week, my hair's going to be...
So there you go, video watchers. Leave a comment to say, wow, D-Pain's real good at growing hair.
Yep. Something that my dad told me growing up, that I was going to be bald like him. And I don't know. I'm getting close to that, but I don't know. Still.
How old was he?
I think he started going bald shortly after I existed. So, I was born when he was like 31. And I just turned 35.
Like, you're already winning the hair race.
Like, today. I was like, what day is it? Actually, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't tell anybody. I'm like, should I go on Facebook and see everyone that, like, was only remembered because I put it in there when I made my Facebook account? So, yeah. I used to, like, not tell anybody, and then I was streaming one day, and everybody, like, from the youth group came in and used my first name and revealed my birthday, and I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, while I'm playing, like, Phasmophobia or Dead by Daylight. I don't remember which one.
Surprise!
I
do vaguely remember this, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they also use your full name?
Well, Payne is my last name, so it's like, yeah. But that's the thing. Like, now I have people that know me before they knew me streaming. And so, like, my first name's been out there a whole bunch, and I don't know, I think if you, like, look up my name, you find, like, a pastor of a black church.
Okay, so you're not, like, insta-findable. But, yeah. I'm gonna say, can we pause real quick, because I just heard a really loud noise, and then we'll clap back in?
Sure.
Okay, BRB.
Mm-hmm. Now you're all with me. I don't have anything to say. Oh, look at that. Someone has returned. I bet it was a big old chicken salad. Okay. Just blowing up in the fridge. Oh, I never actually stopped with you. I just kept talking. But yeah, sure, we can sync again. All right. 3, 2, 1.
I actually didn't stop recording, so you can do whatever you want with that footage. Yeah, and that, we'll see. Audio. Any case. But yeah, so you're pretty safe from being doxxed when you get Googled. It's not necessarily you.
I don't know. It's at this point, I'm like, there's so much of me online. I'm like, and I'm not one of those people that puts up a persona. I'm like, I'm very much like, hey, this is me. You're either going to like me or you're not. And it's not like I live in a very rural area, so the problem is, like, I think you could look me up and find my church. so it's like okay, like, if that's where you want to meet, I'm not gonna say no. But, yeah, it's like, I don't know, I'm streaming has not hit the levels of fame where I have to worry about crazies.
Okay. That's always comforting, because I know, like, I never reached that either, but then I just disappeared. So now I really don't have to worry about it. Unfortunately, I can Google myself now, but it's only because I was told that a certain website will help me get jobs. So that comes up first now. When it used, I used to just never come up.
Oh.
Like, my actual personal social media doesn't come up. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is.
Yeah, like, now my brain's like, do I want to search myself? I'm like, no, I'm good.
It's okay.
I think if you look up It Is Deep Pain, I am, like, all my social media stuff is the first thing that comes up, because I'm like, eh, it's a good name, and I don't have to think.
Yeah, but look, we're not famous, but someone we watched in a movie wanted to be famous.
Look, I want to be a star.
Do we have a fact before we reveal who wanted to be a star?
Yes. Fact number 17. As I double checked to make sure I just got through. Yes. All right. Is Midsommar. It's a film about a group of friends who participate in a Swedish festival that soon turns sinister, and many moviegoers have left the theater mid-film because of its disturbing nature. I think it was probably the pubic hair.
Yeah, totally not the jumping scene.
Nah. I don't know a lot of people that like to eat hair in any form. Jumping, everybody jumps. But does everyone eat hair? Don't answer. In any comments, please.
No, thank you. But yeah, it is kind of funny that we are so far into recording these episodes that now all of the facts, like, it's one thing that the facts are a little out of date because this list was written a few years ago, like 5 years ago. But it's just more funny that it's like, oh yeah, we did watch that movie, and I can see why that's a fact.
Yep, and we talked about it on the podcast, so now we can spoil it twice.
Double spoilers.
Yep.
I guess that's our warning now. Spoilers for Pearl coming ahead soon.
Yeah, we're watching Pearl, the daughter of Mr. Krabs.
Good fit. Instead of a cheerleader, in this universe, she wants to be a dancer.
Yep. Oh, man. I have some thoughts about this movie.
I think we've had thoughts about every movie we've watched so far.
Yep. Sometimes it was hard to have thoughts about a ghost story. Is the ghost story this saga's The Cell?
I just wanted you to say The Cell because you always find a way.
Yeah, I haven't found a way recently. I'm waiting for, like, oh my goodness, could you imagine Hereditary, like, mash up with The Cell?
No.
Yes. Jennifer Lopez coming in as Mary Magdalene fighting Paimon.
That's the other secret cult.
Yeah. The Twizzler suits versus whatever the cult was. Yeah, the nudies. The nudies sounds like an award show that nobody should be invited to.
That might. Yeah. That sounds like...
I don't want to look it up.
And that's fine. Rather than looking it up, how about we roll some dice?
Okay. What kind of die do you want to roll?
Oh. I mean, this one didn't feel so much like a horror movie, but it's up to you.
Yeah, we'll roll the d20.
All right.
Because it was closest.
Yeah, for anyone that's curious, we roll 20-sided dice to see who gives a short synopsis of the movie. Again, like we said, there's going to be spoilers about Pearl. So first we start off with, like, just a quick summary, and then we go into a half-hour timer of we can say whatever, whenever, in whatever order. So be warned now, and we roll 20-sided dice because we're nerds that play a lot of tabletop role-playing games. I'm rolling my dice. I rolled pretty high.
What you roll?
17.
Well, I rolled a 19.
Oh, I haven't given the synopsis in a while. Go for it.
I rolled that and I'm like, really? So, Pearl is the prequel to X, where we follow Pearl and her how she gets in the way she is in X.
Yes.
Or maybe was already there. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Prepare your butts for spoilers and more in 3, 2, 1. To start off, I think I'm just not a fan of Ty West films.
That's fair. I do like this one a lot better.
Yes, than so X, do I.
Because I think this one at least... So what I'll say about this one is it felt like there was a woman involved in writing the script. Because
there was.
Yeah, I saw that Mia Goth is credited on it. And it does feel like Pearl feels like a character rather than a trope, which is nice. The only downside is I couldn't tell if they were doing the people who may have a mental illness tend to be murderers. And I don't love that, like, stereotyping that I tend to see in horror films. Because, like,
yeah,
her monologue...
I could see it.
Her monologue, she really expresses what to me sounds like, if it's not depression, like something that can lead to depressive episodes. And she's trying to open up to people. And then because the person doesn't respond the way she wants, she kills them. And I'm like,
It's a healthy way to take care of your problems.
Yeah, like, I liked the monologue. Like, my favorite part of the movie is the monologue. Because she acted her butt off, and I was like, okay, I understand. I can see why Pearl is kind of like Pearl. And then Pearl just runs around with an axe, and I'm like, why? Okay.
Yeah. It's, I think Mia Goth, like, as Pearl was, like, I didn't have a problem with her in the movie.
Yeah.
At all. It felt like Pearl was written by Mia Goth, because it's like
the character itself just feels like her.
Yeah, the character feels so much more put together than anybody in X.
Yeah, so, and I would say, like,
it could be Ty like growing as a writer as well, but it's just like
not when it's right back to back. And I think that, like, Pearl is a very fun take on, like, female rage, like, to an extreme. Like, if it's not meant to be mental illness and it's more meant to be female rage, like, I also enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot more.
I heard it it was being dubbed the female Joker.
I can see that.
I didn't watch the Joker, so I'm like, okay.
I haven't watched the Joaquin Phoenix depiction of the Joker. But I know there's a lot of, like, alpha males that are like, I identify as the Joker. And it's like, why? Why do you want to be the Joker? That's not a healthy lookout on life.
If you identify with anybody from the Batman mythos, you should probably talk with somebody.
Go to a therapist.
Like, they're all crazy people, except for Alfred. He's just tired. But then there's the whole storyline where Alfred is everybody that Bruce has to fight. But anyway, that's a different subject.
But yeah, so I really liked the character Pearl, but I agree with you. Like, the number one thing I hated about this movie was the saturation. It felt like it hurt my eyes. And I watched it on the TV because I was like, I'm going to assume this one has a lot less sex, so I'll watch this one on the TV.
The bunnies are allowed to see this one. Yeah, it snuck in there, and part of me wonders if Ty's like, no, we need this. And it's like, okay, buddy. But, like, I don't know. It felt like the first chunk, we see Pearl taking care of the animals, taking care of an animal, and then
taking care of a different animal.
Yeah, then feeding the gator of purity, which apparently it has a name in this one, but I forgot it.
Theta?
I don't know. It will always be named the gator of purity in my mind. if it's not in Maxine, then it's not a real movie. But anyway, it's like, as she's doing all that, and then, what was it? The like that whole scene, it felt like it was written by Ty. And then, like, it felt like the whole beginning, like the big chunk of the beginning was like, it felt similar, close to the first one, where it's just like, here's your chores, do your chores, do this. Hey, mom and daughter have problems. And then, as it goes forward, and then like goes into town, and just tells the dude, nope, I'm married. And then tells the scarecrow that she's married. It's like, I don't know. It's like, it felt like at that point, whether Mia Goth or someone stepped in, is like, yo, dude. Cause it was like, after she has some quality time with the scarecrow, it's, I don't know, like the tone kind of shifts. Like,
it she does becomes shift, little, but
she becomes a little bit more grounded.
I think it also probably shifts because it's like, how would I say it? Like, it's her character's mentality is very much like, you know, that's like a turning point with a guy who does not have the best intentions, who's like, yeah, you can be famous, you're pretty, you can do it, and all of that kind of stuff. But I did find it interesting, in comparison with X, there is a scene that is an adult scene, clearly, because she goes and sleeps with a projectionist, but that's, like, jump cut. And I was like, is Pearl meant to be, like, more pure? But, like, in X, Pearl is, like, reenacting the scenes as if she's with them. And, like, they have the whole bit with the projectionist where he's like, let's go to France and run away together so you can be in these movies.
Yeah. Well, like, Howard in the end of X, he's like, he says something on the lines of, like, I've been here, like, to take care of you. Or not take care of you, but, like, to clean up after you. And, like, I remember he's... There's a line he says, like, I think, I'm forgetting, one of the guys that he's walking around with, let's see, oh, that's the lighthouse, I'm trying to see if I have, nope, I don't have that there, but, like, he says something on the lines of, like, you guys are, like, not activating her, but getting her riled up, and it's just, like, it makes me wonder, was Pearl, like, the start, and then just, like, every once in a while she, I don't like using the word, but I can't think of a word, like, an episode like that, like, she murdered somebody, and just, like, Howard's, like, this whole time just, like, okay, like, guess we'll take care of this now.
I mean, yeah, I think... The interesting thing is, so in X, they want us to believe that Howard is, like...
Is the murderer.
Well, yeah, he's the murderer, but also that he's the one that has come up on how to deal with Pearl. But in Pearl, we watch as the character Pearl, she does the thing with the car, with putting people in the car, stuff with the alligator, and how to, like, hide the bodies. And then, like, she's the one that throws people into the root cellar, which is something that's used in X as well. Yep. And then the thing that I thought was an interesting crossover that I remembered, since we watched these two, like, to the viewers, it's back to back, but not quite.
There's a week apart.
Yeah, it's pretty close. The one part I thought was interesting was, like, so the projectionist claims he's, like, he calls himself a bohemian in terms of, like, he doesn't really stay in one place. And then one of the victims we see in X... Howard goes, oh, he's some kind of, like, vagrant. He doesn't have a home. And she seemed to give him, like, extra torture more so than, like, everybody else. But it's just, like, yeah, it seems like Pearl, because Pearl has this fascination with fixing all the mistakes she's making to prove that she can exist within society. And then it's almost like Howard had to learn from her. Because the whole time I was watching, I was like, I know Howard plays along, but when does he get home to decide that he's going to stick it out? And I also thought...
I thought it was the best time for him to come in.
Yeah, I thought it was very bold for her to have killed his sister. I mean, like, if she didn't kill the sister, then, like, the mom would know. But, like, it seems a little close to, like, convince Howard. But Howard doesn't seem to like his birth family, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also when he killed, like, when she killed Mitzi, which is for people, if you guys haven't watched it, Mitzi is the name of Howard's sister, so Pearl's sister-in-law. There's a line in X where Pearl says they kill the blonde actress.
Oh, I never liked blondes.
Yeah, it's like, I never liked blondes. And it's just like, did that all stem because
they wanted a blonde person for the dancing troupe?
And Mitzi, in Pearl's mind, took it from her.
Yeah, because she gets everything that she wants. But in any case.
Yeah, we're jumping all over the place.
What is it about Ty West movies that you think aren't for you?
I don't know. It's like, it might sound like a little bit of a cough out, but it's just like the vibe.
Like, I agree. Because like, I really hated the vibe in X, and I told you that because it felt.
I didn't enjoy it either.
Because so. I was like, is this misogynistic? And then it felt like Pearl wasn't misogynistic, but it still feels like.
It. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like. Because we said X felt like, with everything going on, it felt like the way they shot it, the way it's edited, the way it's presented to be an homage to the 70s and 80s slashers. The
like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Psycho references, yeah. Things like that, yeah.
This one felt like Sound of Music, like-esque.
Yeah, yeah.
I never watched Sound of Music, but it's when I see clips, and that's it. You know what this reminded me of? It, because my mom made me watch it when I was younger. Heidi.
I did not watch Heidi, but I did watch Sound of Music.
Yeah. So, but it's just like that old kind of 50s, 60s vibe movie where there's.
Singing and dancing and
but it's just like I think the sound editing was done purposely to make it sit there, and so like
the also did the fonts too, like the fonts and transitions.
Yeah, so I don't know, it's like, how many movies has this guy done or written or took part in? 4. So, how? Oh, wait, no, more. I just saw what he's known for. I think he has writing
credits on more than what he's directed, is I guess what I'll say.
He's done a lot of TV series from what it looks like.
Full series or episodes?
A couple of episodes. Okay. And then X was, it looks like his feature debut, film? At okay. least director-wise. No, he's also a director for a movie called The Innkeepers, which I never heard of. But like if Pearl and X are just kind of movies that are set in that time, like I know Rick, my mod on Twitch, he was going nuts because he's like, the trailer for Maxine just dropped, and that feels like it has a 90s vibe. And so, is he... So, I don't know. It's just...
Does it feel like a nostalgia chaser to you?
Yeah, a little. I guess so. Where it's
It's like just... he's trying so hard to be of the time that it just is like, if I wanted to watch a movie of this time, I just would watch one of the big movies from the time.
It feels like he wants to make a modern movie set in that time and make it feel like it came out of that time, but it's like it looks too good to come out of that time. So I don't know, it's just one of those things where I'm like, I mean
I saw the trailer for Maxine and I can definitely agree it feels very
like, I saw one screenshot.
It feels very so. Era specific, and there's even, if you thought there were a lot of like homages in the in these movies, there's even more. Like, she literally goes to Bates Motel as Maxine.
Yeah,
she
that's literally what he was telling me.
Yeah, like there's a lot of iconography in it that, like, I know I said this about Us, where it was like It's totally okay if you're a huge fan of horror movies, but nitpicking things, for me at least, nitpicking things from different movies doesn't necessarily make a good movie for me. And I know a lot of people will say, like, oh, Us is a great movie. And I was like, I don't know what it was trying to be. Because in Us, I think I said in our episode, it felt like I had watched some of the scenes in different horror movies. Mm-hmm. And I can see where you say that in Ty West films. And I especially see it more in X than in Pearl. But yeah. I think it's because Pearl is more character driven. But then Ty West, like you said, he's like, he wants the shot of the barn in a specific way. He wants the shot of the theater in a specific way. He wants.
Yeah. And it's like, X, I don't know. X didn't hit well with me. And I know when I told Rick, I'm like, hey, I'm not a fan of, it's like, what I'll say about Pearl is a way better written movie than X. Everything compared to, in my opinion, from X and Pearl is by far the better movie. But there's still something that I'm like, I'm just not enjoying it, and I don't really know why.
And that's fine. I mean, that's just like, that's probably a directorial style then. If you can't nitpick it, then it probably is directorial style. But I was going to ask, I know some people say to watch X, Pearl, X. Do you think you'd get more out of X after watching Pearl?
I probably catch more of the little write-ins, but like,
yeah, I don't think I need to rewatch X.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, so what? I need to know, like, oh, she did the dance when she murdered the dude? Like, okay, cool. Like, the only thing that I wanted to go back and check is when they found the car in the lake. The only thing I wanted to know was, like, was that the same vehicle as the projectionist?
No.
Or was that a different car? That's what I thought, yeah.
Because the car that they find has the bumper stickers that are indicative of the 70s, peace, love, and the Vietnam War. Because they say that one was also the guy that was, like, living out of his car and blah, 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 blah.
I don't know. I don't really, because, like, I feel like I caught a lot of the Easter, like, let's see, if I just scan through here. Yeah, like, in the first seconds, like, oh, hey, it's the murder dance. Like, that's literally how the movie opens. The house, you really don't see any more of the house. Like, you see the house look nicer.
Yeah,
but you don't really explore anything else of the house.
Yeah, the only question in my mind, I was like, all right. Well, I guess it's that weird thing with, like, a prequel. You're like, I know she ends up stuck in this house. I know she doesn't go to the dancing troupe. I know she doesn't get famous. So it's like,
it's like, okay, well, how's it going to happen? But the problem is, like, I wasn't really interested in why she was stuck in the house to begin with.
So. The investment isn't, the same. Yeah.
So it's,
and it would be what? I don't know. It's just weird that these are companion movies because they really don't even feel like they're in the same genre.
Yeah. Like, the first one felt like a slasher film. This one feels more of like a thriller. Like,
yeah, and it's not even psychological because, well, you know, you're following that, and you're also following the murderer versus being confused on the murderer. But
I think if we watched it from the other points of view, like, I don't know, I don't think we'd be all that confused. And, like, I don't know, there are a few things that I did think were good. I don't want to spend the whole time talking about what I didn't like. Like, one thing I thought, because we found out, I think you were saying in X, like, they were on the plane to fly back, and that's when COVID started, and Ty's like, yo, Mia, I have an idea.
Yeah, was like filming was suspended until, you know, protocols and all that stuff.
I thought it was a very creative way to follow COVID protocols by setting it in the Spanish influenza when that was out, and everyone is wearing masks because of that. So I'm like, okay, it's like, you can tell there's a considerably less amount of people on set.
Small town vibes. It
small all town works vibes. Out. Yeah. So like there was stuff like that. Let's see. I know there was other things that I thought was interesting. Like yeah, the Pearl's character was like I don't want to look it up, but I just in my mind I'm like I feel like Mia Goth was like that's nice type, but here's this, and it's
yeah, just like her performance is like
yeah, her performance and character is so much more compelling than everyone combined in X, in my opinion. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, I mean that's pretty much what I was gonna say. Where I went into Pearl going, I don't know how they're gonna sell to me that I should care. Like, not to say that I shouldn't care about people, but in X, Pearl is given basically no time. Pearl just kind of like appears and stabs people and then leaves. Mm-hmm. And then her husband's like, I'm so sorry about my wife. This is just how she gets sometimes. And I
let
like...
me shoot you.
So it's hard to like be invested to be curious about like her life. And so when I started the movie, I was just like, okay. And then by the end of the movie, when there was the whole monologue with Mitzi, I was like, this is so well done and so well acted that I do think I care about Pearl, but
she did.
She should not have told Howard's sister, but who am I to know? For sorry, apologies to audio listeners. I was wondering, I was like, I retained so little from X, I couldn't remember the name of her husband. So I was like, what's this projectionist guy's name?
I looked up the same thing. I'm like, was Howard? I'm like, Howard's the name of her husband. Howard's at war. Like, I remember that in like when she's reading the letter, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's the case, right? And then I had to like remember like, there's the whole scene. What's the name of that character? I'm just gonna click here, click this, scroll down, and it was Jackson. Okay, yeah, Jackson from X, when he's just like, hey, I'm a soldier too, old timer, like settle down. And I'm just like, yeah, no, Howard was a soldier. And like I still had to look it up because I'm just like,
yeah. And they have in X, they have a picture of him returning from the war together. Yeah. Versus I was also curious how the projectionist got out of serving, because he looked like a man in the proper age range.
Yeah. I thought there was like a quick line where he said that he did his time.
He served in Europe. That's how he got the adult films. Those are from like France or something. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But apparently whatever he was doing got him enough time to go get that. It was interesting. One of the things, I don't think it's a good thing, but like you could tell where certain characters were just like, okay, is this just the same character? So like the projectionist like pretty much says word for word what Wayne, the porn director in X, says. Like, just we're gonna, I think I wrote it down. Let's see. I didn't write it down, but it pretty much on the line, he says something, it's like, yeah, these things, are, everybody wants to see this, they want to taste reality, it's gonna, and pretty much he's suggesting, like, hey, Pearl, you become part, like, we can shoot films like this, and, like, he's like, yeah, we can do this, and you'll be a star, and, like, all this stuff, and people will know who you are, and, like, his arguments and reasonings were the same as, I forgot his name, but Wayne, as I wrote my notes, the cowboy dude. Like, the projectionist talks
like the similar points.
Yeah, similar points and similar, like, old-timey things.
Said truly like a man that just wants to get in Mia Goth's character's pants.
Yeah. Ty West. This is just recorded conversations of Ty West and Mia Goth. I don't know if that's true. I don't want to be quoted for that. But anyway, The other thing that I thought was really good was Pearl's parents. I thought they were really good. Like, that. Do I agree with how some of the parenting styles were? No, but, like, the strictness and, like, that Pearl's mother, Ruth, is saying, and then just, like, the reasoning why she's doing this, but still, like, pretty much, like, saying Pearl's like, we gotta do the work. We don't deserve, like, we don't have time or the freedom to do what we want.
We don't have the opportunity to be frivolous anymore.
Which, like, Pearl, like, at the end, she says it, like, in...
She quotes her mother. It's like, yeah. It's not always about having what we want. It's about doing the best with what we have.
Yeah,
that's
what we have. Yeah, everything is like... But I remember, it's like, you know, Pearl, I don't think that's what your mom meant when she said that. But, hey, you'll do you, I guess. And she did. But, yeah, I thought that was... I thought, like... It was interesting, like, just watching that. Apparently, I saw that Ruth, the person who played Pearl's mother, Tandy Wright, was some sort of coordinator or something on the first film.
Mm.
And then the Ty West asked her, like, hey, do you want to be Ruth in this movie, Pearl's mom? And she was like, yeah, she agreed to it. And I think learned German within, like, 2 months.
Oh, impressive.
And spoke it so well that, like, even people from Germany couldn't tell the accent.
Hmm.
I think it was like an extreme short of time, but extreme short time for it. But I thought that was interesting. I also, even though Pearl and her dad's relationship was unique in certain parts of the movie, I'm like, okay, don't want the bathwater to get cold. We don't want to waste it. Okay, Pearl. But it's just interesting how he goes from, like, just this brain-dead person to a slightly aware brain-dead person when, like, it's like, my daughter literally tried to feed me to the Gator of Purity. And now, in the same day, my wife is threatening to slice my throat. And in the same day, I watched my daughter kill my wife and throw her in the basement.
She wasn't fully dead yet.
She wasn't fully dead, but she was close to it.
Yeah, when I saw that her mom caught on fire and she grabbed the boiling pot of potatoes, I went, that's not good.
Yeah, like, that's not probably good. Could show, like, yes, water take out fire, but fire and water call burn. but yeah, threw that on there. And the dad's just sitting there just like, what the dump am I going to do?
Yeah, he starts like hyperventilating and then he starts crying.
Yeah. And Pearl's just like, I'll deal with this later. Bye. I love you. And just runs out to go have quality time with the projectionist. And then the dude's just sitting there all night. And then she's like, oh, no. I brought my fling home. I gotta clean up. And it's just, that whole, like, the breakdown from there. Like, it felt like just the, I thought there was a good, like, build, and she's like, here's my way out. Well, like, my first way out was through Howard, but Howard decided to go to war. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, I found my second way out, which is the projectionist, but he was a dang liar. And so here's my last way out, to go with this, the church dancing. And
yeah, I like how she in her head convinced herself that Howard was a liar, as if she didn't lie to Howard. Mm-hmm. Or not Howard, sorry. Projectionist guy. Because yeah. I think the other one of the scenes that I liked a lot, where the projectionist, like, she's introducing the projectionist to all the animals in the farm, mm-hmm. and how she's like, I named them after all the stars, and they're a great audience. Oh, excuse me. And then he goes, oh, what's the name of your dog? She's like, we don't have a dog. And the realization settles. He goes, You told me you have a dog in the basement, as he slowly walks backwards.
Literally, 5 minutes ago.
She's like, oh, right. And he's like, oh, boy, look at the time. You better practice your auditions. And she's like, what did I do wrong? And he's like, okay, I'll be honest, you're scary. I don't have a good excuse.
Mm-hmm. But at least we saw her, vampire-esque teleportation powers, where he gets it in the car, and then, he's like...
Look, she really likes the pitchfork. She used it on the goose. She used it on the guy. She used it on the one guy's eyeball in X.
Yeah. So...
She pokes people a lot in X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just, she instant transmissions. She's just there, there's the delay, and then, the camera is just, you figure he would try to get that car started faster, and then she's just like, wah! I don't remember his name. And then just Mick dead, and he's like, oh. But
yeah, I did the montage scene of her doing her fixer upping.
Yeah, and the mirroring effect and all that, and Mitzi just gushing everywhere, just
I'm like, chop, okay. Chop. We have to get this done. Chop, chop.
Yeah. What was it? Oh, yeah, because I did one of the... I found one of the other things looking through my notes. By the way, the time's up, so we can move on shortly. But one of the things I thought was interesting was Pearl, every time she's, not getting her way, she's getting the hallucination of her whole family that's still, in different various states of alive. Her father, her mother burnt, Howard's there. And there, I think there's four people that are always there. And I know it's not Mitzi.
I think at the end for the dancing stuff, it was a projectionist.
Was it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember. But
when she had the judges for the dance thing. Because at that point, she would have only killed him.
Yes. Yeah. And so, but it's just interesting, she would have killed her parents at that point, too.
yeah. But I just mean, of the other people, Mitzi's not dead yet at that point.
Mm-hmm. It's just how they all were, portrayed in there, where it's just dad's still I'm here. The projectionist is just silently staring. Howard, every time he shows up in one of the hallucinations, he's enthusiastically clapping, just yeah. And then her mother is just constantly yelling, you're not good enough, we told you this was gonna happen. Excuse me. But yeah, there's, and the only other thing that I was everyone in this movie fell into a very specific trap, and it's called, you talked with Pearl a little bit too long. You just gotta be all right, bye. And just leave.
Just be the person that sells the morphine.
Yeah. Or dropping off a pig. Which...
Mitzi didn't make it out.
Her mom is the one that dropped off the pig.
Oh, okay. Details, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, that was another neat detail of just,
the poverty.
The festering. Difference. Well, poverty, but then it's they left the pig out, and this, we're not touching it, but...
Yeah, we don't accept handouts energy.
But then it's just, it's an allegory of just how Pearl's festering from the inside.
And then she has a feast with her dead parents. Wahoo!
Yeah.
All to celebrate Howard coming home.
Yeah. As I wrote, Howard left one war to come back to another one. And then, we just get, the most forced of smiles for, 5 minutes.
I did also like that. That was a fun end credit where it's like when we talked to K to the J about the things with Hereditary, Midsummer, they want you to sit and be uncomfortable. That was definitely one of those cuts where it's like, oh, it's still okay.
It's still going.
Oh, that doesn't look comfortable.
I was sitting there, I'm like, is she blinking? I can't tell. And it's just like, how many times did they redo that? Like, may I stop blinking? I can't help it. So, yeah. Who would you recommend this to anybody?
I would recommend this movie more than I would recommend X. Mm-hmm. I would probably recommend this to people that like a character-driven horror, very loose on the horror, but something where you're really just following a character. And I think the other thing I liked about it, even though I said, like, I don't love if it was going the route of, like, mental illness equals murderer, because, you know, that's a terrible stigma to have in media, and it's been portrayed for tons of years and is an unfair stigma. But when it comes to having a murderer that isn't just a bad guy, it's, like, kind of nice to see. Because, like, in X, it feels like the slashers where it's, like, it's like inhuman beings that are just murdering people. You're like, oh, that's just a person. And turns out they're a murderer with, like you said, super speed, zero feelings, zero remorse. They just feel like just killers for the sake of killing. Whereas in this, you're like, okay, she's killing because of this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a nice change of pace of things. And I think it's still watchable with a group of people, especially because there's infinitely less sex and uncomfortable scenes. Like, if you're really comfortable with your friends, then sure, X is like one of those, like, haha, this is ridiculous kind of movies. Whereas Pearl, you could sit with someone and, like, just chat about what's happening as it's happening on the screen. Because, like, it's not so deep that you need to sit there quietly and think about what happened in the way that, like, Hereditary is. But it's also, like, it's showy enough that you can watch it with friends. Unlike The Whale, which is, like...
I think A Whale's a good family movie. It's a good romantic comedy.
Very great familiar relationships in there. What about you? I know you say you don't like the director, so it's totally okay if you have a completely different answer.
I think if I was going to watch this movie again, I would watch it with a group. If I had to choose between X and this and Pearl, I would definitely watch Pearl. But yeah, I don't know. Like, on my own, I probably wouldn't watch it. And like, I don't know. I think this would be like a fun group movie to watch, because in like you pretty much saying for everything that you were saying, where it's just like, okay, yeah, I'm not invested enough in this whole world and stuff. Which, if we do have another A24 series next year, and I feel like Maxine probably should be on there, because it comes out in like a couple months from the time of recording.
We make the list. Don't have to put any movies on there.
I'm just curious on you can definitely tell there's growth, but like from writing and directorial stuff compared from X to Pearl, and so I'm just curious. I'm curious to see. Let's see. Does Maxine even have an IMDb to see who wrote that? But yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm interested in just seeing what it could be. But I did find that fact here that Tandy Wright, who played Pearl's mother, was the intimacy coordinator on X and was offered the role of Ruth to shoot as as the shoot of the first film was wrapping up. According to Ty West, she learned German for the role in a hurry and became so convincing in her accent she fooled two German members of the crew. Which, Celine, he was already planning on doing this at the end of... Which I guess you would have to have some sort of planning if you're going to have... Like, because some of the stuff, yes, it is set up so that way you're like, oh, hey, that's a thing from that thing.
Yeah, it does say, currently on the IMDb, it says that Maxine is directed by Ty West and written by Ty West.
So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be... I will be interested to see if, like, if we do this again, I would be down to add Maxine if it's just him writing it.
The Maxine character.
Yeah, if Mia Goth's character, like, writing brings out, like, more of the stuff that I enjoyed. But I don't know. That's a conversation to if and when we do another A24 thing. But to answer the question again, yeah, I would recommend it, but I think for a group of people, like, if you really like the first one, sure, watch the second one.
Prequel one. Yeah. On IMDb, when I looked up Maxine, there is a list of 10 A24 films planned to come out throughout 2024. So we will not have any trouble making another list of 24 if we do this again. Will it be confusing if we make a list of 25 for next year? Maybe.
Sorry, I'm looking at the Maxine IMDb page, and it's like the storyline. In the 1980s Hollywood, the adult film star and aspiring actress Maxine Minx finally gets her big break, but as a mysterious killer stalks the starlets of Hollywood, a trail of blood threatens to reveal the sinister past. And then it's just all the, like, little warnings. Female nudity. Female rear nudity. Female frontal nudity. Female full frontal nudity. Female protagonist. Hold on, there's 18 more. Let's see what happens. I click the...
Oh, are you saying the warning is there's a female protagonist?
I think that was just one of the tags. I don't know if they're...
Oh. reading content warnings.
That's what I thought, too. And then it was just female protagonist. I'm like, wait, what?
That's not a warning.
It's just all the... Oh, man, these tags are just funny to me. So, yeah, female protagonist. Los Angeles, California. Oh, wait, it's the 1980s. I wonder if they'll see Predator 2. Seeking fame, 1980s. Porn actress, slasher film, slasher horror, porn industry, porn actor. Smoking, cigarette, woman smoking... Woman smoking a cigarette, adult film actress, the year 1985, male nudity, breast nudity, female topless nudity. Wasn't that one already in here? Whatever. Sexualized female nudity. Man, who would have thought that in with the movie?
The trilogy with X would have nudity in it.
And with the title of Maxxxine.
Yeah, I mean, Pearl didn't have any...
It had... Actually, the porn that they do show is actually real. Like, that is from
the time. I'm sorry. Yeah. There was nudity there, but there wasn't nudity from any of the main cast.
None of the... Nothing filmed in the year 2020 or whenever they filmed it. So, yeah. So, but yeah, that's... That's all I gotta say about this.
Shorter episode. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... I feel like we said everything we can, and it's just, like... There's only so much we can talk about of how... What we said before. How better written Pearl's character is compared to everyone in X.
Yeah, I think every other movie we've talked about this, we had to go, like, at it with a fresh mind. But in... With X and Pearl, we had a movie to, like, compare it to. So it makes it, like, very, like, easy for us to just be like, here you go.
Yeah, this it's the first Ross. Movie we didn't have to go and compare to Hereditary.
We did a little bit anyway. We always find a way.
Mm-hmm. Hereditary is this episode, is this season's The Cell, but a lot better. Next week, we have a guest and a fun episode as we do Talk to Me with, I don't remember, did we say the guest? I'm saying the guest. I don't remember how we do this, but yes, with J2. J2 Rudo, he's joined back again.
And don't forget, this is not our, next week's episode is not our last in a row of horror films. We have one more after that one.
Mm-hmm. We got a nice string, but let's see. This, after the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have We have 7 episodes. We have 7 episodes left in this, which, it's like just shy of 2 months.
So. I know, that's wild. And I think the other thing is the movie I was most excited to watch when we started the series is like
For recording 2 weeks away.
Yeah. It's finally happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which it cracked me up because I remember you were like, I want to put this movie on there. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. And then when I was organizing everything, I'm like, wait a second, I remember seeing the trailer for this, and it looked buck wild. So, I'm like, but even before you said, oh, I guess we have to update, well, it's going to be on Amazon. So,
oh,
when we made the list, it wasn't out.
Oh, that one, I was also excited to see, but this one that I have highlighted.
Oh, yes, both. I'm interested in both. I'm interested in a lot of things that are coming out. So, yeah. This one, I'm just assuming it's a vegan horror movie. No. but anyway, before we give all the spoilers, if you guys enjoyed this, feel free to share, like, comment, throw cheese at your screen. I don't know. Whatever you guys do. We just thank you so much for listening or watching. And, yeah, we'll see you next week, where we'll roll more dice, talk about movies, and have a guest. That's it. Bye-bye.